Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
We had a really good weekend of NFL football. The divisional round delivered. So it is time now to update our NFL playoff tiers / power rankings. I'm recording this on Sunday night. Just got done watching the Ravens and Bills. That game is finished, and the Bills are on to face the Kansas City Chiefs in the Kansas City Chiefs Invitational, aka the AFC Championship game. And let's start there with the Bills and the Ravens. The Ravens right now sit in my tier that's called one of these teams will win the Super Bowl. They now get the honor of moving down to the LOL tier, all the way to the bottom, because the Ravens every year, and I don't have any regret placing them in the one of these teams will win the Super Bowl tier, because that's what it looked like. You know, it looked like if the Ravens play their game, they could easily win the Super Bowl. But the Ravens, every single year, it seems like they get away from what makes them really good. The Ravens during the regular season were 11-0 when Derrick Henry rushed for 85 yards or more. And today he rushed for 84 yards and they lost. And besides the Mark Andrews stuff, you know, he drops the 2-point conversion that would have tied the game for the Ravens, even though I believe that Josh Allen had more than enough time on the clock to go down the other end, get a field goal, and win the game. Anyways, they would have tied the game if Mark Andrews doesn't drop that 2-point. Mark Andrews also drops a catch in the middle of the game, in the middle of the field, that leads to a fumble. Buffalo recovers. They get points the other way. He drops a pass early on as well. Derrick Henry dropped a pass early on. Lamar threw an awful interception. But besides all of those errors, they're in this game. And the point, let's go back to my original point, that why I got into this little tangent about the Ravens, is they got away from what makes them good. And what made them good was just handing the ball off to Derrick Henry and running it over and over and over. And they just didn't do it enough. And I feel like they could have easily won this game if they just kept handing it off to Henry a little bit more. And I don't know what it is about Lamar and Harbaugh and this team when they get to the playoffs and they go away from the run game. He wants to be I sit back in the pocket and pass and I win these big games that way. And every single time he's in these big games, he loses. And if you go look at the numbers, it's really ugly. You see the quarterbacks that he has defeated in his 4 career playoff wins. It's nobody you would write home to about. You look at the amount of turnovers he had. Lamar hasn't had 2 turnovers in a game since the last time he was in this position in the playoffs. That was the last time he had 2 turnovers in the game, was in a playoff game. So Lamar, he's a year older than Josh Allen. He's a year younger than Mahomes, and we can't say that he has had a signature playoff moment in his career at all. And that is really disappointing for somebody who's had 3 MVPs, about to win his 3rd MVP. I don't know if it'll ever come for him, because the AFC is so tough. Like, it's clearly just a stacked conference, and so far and away above the NFC, which is why when we get to the final tier of one of these teams will win the Super Bowl, I'm not putting an NFC team there. Spoiler, that's going to come. It's just, I don't know if Lamar Jackson's time is ever going to come, because this seemed to be the year, you know, now with the Lions out, with the Chiefs team that I still think one of these teams can take advantage of them. It's going to be the Bills or nobody. Lamar couldn't get it done, and I don't know if it's ever going to come for Lamar. He's going to get another kick of the can next year, but this AFC is really tough, and teams are getting good and catching up. So disappointment again for Lamar. What a choke job. We'll call it what it is. And for the Bills, I don't want the choke job label to discredit what the Bills did. They won this game. Like I said, all credit to Lamar, or Josh Allen for an amazing game. Big Josh Allen believer over here. So we'll talk about KC and Buffalo when we look ahead to this weekend at the end of this. So let's skip to the other matchups. This is an easy one to cross off. The Texans here get the X on them in the LOL category. And the Texans, you don't get to move up to the you've got room category because I didn't move you up last week because you were going to get destroyed by the Chiefs this week. Even though you put up a good fight, I hated how much complaining was done post-game by the Texans. I think it was a little overdone by the Texans in terms of blaming officiating. Yes, the officiating was awful. It was definitely slanted to Mahomes. I just don't like players complaining on that level. I think, like, let the fans do that. We all know that the officiating was a little slanted for the Chiefs, which wasn't great, but you're still in that football game. It is your job to overcome the officiating, and I don't think the officiating gave the game to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Texans, you stay in the LOL category for all of the complaining that you did post-game. Not a fan of giant complainers post-game. Washington taking it to the Lions. Let's start with the Lions side of things. No, let's start with the Washington Commander side of things, because I was listening to Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco on the nightcap that they do on YouTube live after the NFL playoff weekend. And they have 70,000 people live on YouTube watching them, which is insane. That is an insane number of people watching them. But Shannon Sharp brought up, I thought, something that was very interesting. And it's that Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator in Washington for the Commanders, might remember him from head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, but he gave him credit as being the QB whisperer for Jaden Daniels and him being the one to bring out this level of play in this rookie. And I didn't disagree. I wholeheartedly agreed in what Cliff Kingsbury has done. He brought up how he had Mahomes as his quarterback at Texas Tech in it when Mahomes was there, and Cliff Kingsbury was there as well, and what he did with Kyler Murray. And I think we're giving a lot of credit to Jaden Daniels for what he has become as a rookie quarterback and what he's doing in the playoffs right now. He has one of the best runs right now as a rookie quarterback ever in the history of the playoffs. Not a lot of quarterbacks win two playoff games. I think he's the fourth ever quarterback to win two playoff games as a rookie. And Cliff Kingsbury running this offense and being the QB whisperer there, I think deserves as much credit as Jaden Daniels for getting this team to this point where they are in the NFC Championship game. And I'm shocked that this happened, but you look at how they played against the Lions and you're like, yeah, no, this team can take on anyone in the league in the NFC right now. And with the Lions, on the other hand, the Lions beat themselves so much in that game. Like, for me, the one moment that stands out with the Lions entire season is the 12 men on the field on fourth down when the Commanders were like a couple yards away from the end zone. It was fourth down and the Lions went out with 12 men on defense and they got the penalty call and they gave the Commanders a first down. And I believe at that time it was a 3-point game and you stop them, you keep it to a 1-score game and things, the entire season can be completely different if you're just on top of the little moments that make or break your season. And it's not even like throwing an interception or making the wrong play call. No, it's strictly personnel and the details of running a football team. Like, get out the correct amount of humans or call a timeout once you see that you don't have the right amount of people on the field. You have too many people on the field. And Tom Brady was screaming it in the booth. I thought he had a good broadcasting weekend. Tom Brady did. I know a lot of people love to harp on his skills in the booth, but he was screaming like timeout, 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 because they had 12 men on the field and little stuff. That's what costs you the season sometimes. And with the Lions, it feels like the second straight year that coaching is costing them their season last year, going for it maybe a little too many times. And you know, there's a whole bunch of things that go on top of the game, and not just that moment, but that one moment stands out to me where the coaching really cost them their game there against the Commanders. But kudos to the Commanders. The Lions get moved here. So the Lions will have to go to the... Is it LOL? Because they don't get the you might get close. Maybe the you've got room to grow. Because the... no, Lions got to be LOL. They're still the Detroit Lions. They are now an LOL team. I think the true evaluation of this squad is that they are the Detroit Lions. We cannot forget the history of the Detroit Lions, which is comedy. You know, it's losing, and they've gone back to that with this loss here. I believe they are the team with the most wins, or the second. It's them and the Packers once had 15 wins in a season and lost their first playoff game, and now the Lions had 15 wins in a season and lost their first playoff game. So only two teams all time have ever done that. The Lions, because of that, go to the LOL tier. And we go back up to the top. We see the KC and the Bills are left in the one of these teams will win the Super Bowl tier. We have the Eagles and the Rams, and the you might get close, but this isn't your year. The Rams will have to move down to the you've got room to grow tier and be crossed off. Very competitive game against the Eagles. That's a game that I don't think could have gone either way. I think you've played that game a couple times. Every single time the Eagles pull out that win, they eke it out. Even though the Rams were close, I just don't think they had enough to stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, because they had a masterclass of a performance there, running the football in the snow. And when Saquon's on his game, he can be as good as any running back in this league, like even ahead of Derrick Henry. So now we have Eagles and Commanders, and you might get close, but this isn't your year tier. And we have the one of these teams will win the Super Bowl tier of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. So looking ahead to conference championship weekend, Eagles, Commanders, I lean Eagles, but I honestly think there's a good shot Jaden Daniels pulls it off, but my money's on the Eagles there getting it done, especially because at home. That's kind of what tips the scales for me, is I think it's going to be another snow game. I think the Eagles are going to run the ball like crazy, and the Commanders are, if they're going to win a game, they're going to have to do it through the air mostly, and I think just because of the weather, they're going to be a little limited in that sense. So I'm going to say Eagles, and then KC, Buffalo. It is the Kansas City Chiefs Invitational, is what Nick Wright on FS1 always calls it. He's a big Chiefs homer. The right pick is the Chiefs, but my heart says Bills. My heart says Allen gets it done. So Buffalo, Philly, Super Bowl, probably the two most hardcore fan bases in football. I think face off in the Super Bowl. Was it 3 weeks from now? So we'll see how that plays out. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be watching or listening to this right now, and I appreciate you for that. I'm sorry, Lions fans. I'm sorry, Ravens fans. Ooh, not great. Rams fans, hang your heads high. There's a lot to be happy about. Texans fans, you're kind of out of sight, out of mind. KC, Buffalo, Philly, Washington, Final Four. Buffalo Eagles Super Bowl. Let's see if it happens. That's it. Good night.
And that from is Toronto. How it's done.
The Jesse Blake Sports Report with Jesse Blake.
Jesse Blake, the guy that likes to hear his name twice in one sentence. Sure, I know him. No, he doesn't have an ego at all.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.